Antifa movement together. Our local CEO is such a great guy. I love how we're reclaiming that term. It should never have been ruined by assholes like Jeff Bezos. Why can't that guy just be cool like Elon Musk? Well, yeah, he's busting unions and all, but he smokes weed and his 420 joke on Twitter was like so hashtag relatable. He's like one of the good billionaires, you know? You haven't seen it? Okay, let me get my phone, I'll show you. Oh my God. Beyonce is talking about the same thing we were protesting on her Twitter. She's such a woke queen. I could cry. Here's the thing about unpaid Bangladeshi sweatshop workers. She is Beyonce, so she has to make her merchandise somehow. And since the clothes are preaching girl power, like, she's basically already helping them by letting them make those clothes for her. And like, it's third wave feminism. So, you know what? I don't feel like I need to be doing all of this like emotional labor to educate you a man. Like, good male allies should, like, you know when to shut up. You want to be a good ally, right? I mean, that's what this is, obviously. The thing is, sadly, you're a straight man. You simply aren't able to ignore your patriarchal male instincts to oppress and demonize and rape and pillage and dominate women. Every single straight male is a huge misogynist deep down. I know you've been really supportive of me so far. Going to protests with me, posting about societal injustice on your social media. You even let me fuck a guy of every ethnicity. It's always been a dream of mine. Just to kind of prove that I'm not racist. And when I made you suck on that strap-on for half an hour each day during Pride Month, you didn't even hesitate. But the patriarchy, it's just, it has you indoctrinated. You know, whether you know it or not, deep, deep down, there's a filthy, misogynist pig inside of you. One who doesn't care what I think about societal issues. One who just wants to shove his cock inside my throat until I can't even remember my favorite brand of vegan, gluten-free, fair trade, LGBT-friendly, low-carb. One who wouldn't even let me look at other men, let alone sleep with them, but would make me watch as you pound all my leftist friends. Oh, you weren't like that? You're not exactly like that? You're not some misogynistic asshole deep down. Well, fucking prove it then. Get on your knees. This is where men belong, on their fucking knees for women. It's called equality, sweetie. God, I'm protesting. Get in between my legs, pathetic fucking straight male. Show me how passionate you are. Dismantling. Sputtering so much. It's because of all the hair. Well, making women shave is a tool the patriarchy uses to awaken the inner pedophilic desires of every man so they can treat women like they are children, little girls. You're not a pedophile, are you? My, your little girl. Then keep fucking licking. God, screaming at that cop made me so fucking wet. That cop with the thick, masculine arms. Maybe I can. Maybe I can convince him. Go with the force and become an activist against police brutality. I don't like your tone, mister. Yes, I'd fuck a cop. It's my body, so it's my choice. Duh. Well, we're in a relationship, but you don't own me. Misogynist asshole who would claim a woman like me as his own little fuck slut. So I can decide who I fuck on my own. Thank you very much. Excuse me? We haven't had sex in 2 months? Well, what do you call this then? Like, not all sex is male-centered, penetration focused on your pleasure. So stop being so greedy and fucking make me come. I haven't come in like a whole day. Oh, fine, you can take off your pants, but there's no way you're jerking off. You'll probably fantasize about something gross and objectifying and porny anyway. Like taking that cock and shoving it deep inside my needy little cunt and pounding me like a bitch in heat. Or shoving that patriarchal dick of yours inside my tight little asshole as revenge for me being such a bitch towards you. Using your disgusting, superior male strength to overpower me. And fuck my pretty little face that has been saying such harsh things to you all day. You're gonna be a good ally. You're gonna let it twitch and throb in the air as you keep licking my cunt. Good. Straight men don't deserve pleasure. The only way you could possibly feel good is if you oppressed and degraded women. God, men are the worst. Did I ask for your opinion? I'm just wondering, how many times could I rub your shaft with my foot before you snap and show me your true misogynistic inner self that you never showed your ex? I would never submit to a man. Watching you hump my feet like a man who is just comfortable in his own sexuality is so comforting to me. I love submissive men. I know their fucking place. And you know your place, right? Kneeling before my goddess pussy whilst desperately humping my feet with your aching, denied cock. Oh God. Hotter than the Molotov cocktail I threw at Amazon delivery truck. Ew, no, of course. No, you don't get to come. Did that little tap hurt your strong male body? Your rapist balls were gonna defile this body against my consent. They deserved it. I don't care that it hurts. Keep hugging, licking me if you want to prove to me that you're woke. No. You can't tell a woman woke. No. You don't get to tell a woman no. That's fucking misogyny, so how dare you? If you don't start fucking licking, I'm gonna... what the fuck? Let me up? Let me get up. Women shouldn't be on their knees. It's not the fucking 20th century, you asshole. You're gonna show me what real misogyny looks like? What do you... How dare you? No. Jobs are degrading and anti-feminist. And that wasn't even a fucking blowjob. I mean, you just used my face like it was like a fleshlight or something. No, I'm not humping your leg. Drooling? Of course I can't stop staring at your cock. I mean, that thing just destroyed my throat. My mouth is not open. My jaw just hurts. I told you, I would never submit to a man. Sorry for talking about a fucking cop. I'm sorry for talking about fucking a cop. I'm sorry for being a bitch. From humping your leg and being your submissive little feminist fuck sleeve. Good, okay. No. Men don't deserve to come. Especially not deep inside. I take a little. After all, you're an intersectional feminist ally who would never put a woman in her place like that. I mean, degrade a woman like that. Oh. You won't keep fucking my face. Ow! What the fuck? You just literally grabbed me by the pussy. Even worse, you grabbed me by the fucking hair on my pussy. That shit fucking hurts. No, I'm not gonna lie down and spread my legs. I'm not some submissive fuck pet who will do whatever you ask me to, no matter how badly you hurt her. I'm a strong, independent woman who...
Show me my place. Fuck. Show me my fucking place. My body is meant to give you fucking pleasure. Please take me. Claim me like the fucking whore I am. God, fill my little asshole with your perfect cum. Fill me with purpose. Fill me with worth. Oh, let me make myself useful for you, master. I'll do anything to bring you pleasure. Fucking fill me up. Oh, God. Feeling your cock in my ass feels so good. Can I please come, mister? I'll still cook it if you don't, but still, please, please, master. Oh, we can come together. Oh, I was such a good girl today. Please let me come. Oh, fuck. Thank you, master. Thank you. Thank you for showing me my place. Thank you for proving my point. My submissive ally of a boyfriend turned into a misogynist with just a little tap on the balls and some mean words. I knew it was inside you all along, you perv.